All right, welcome to World News with Israel. Last week I bought my first options contract, and that went through the roof. And then before the day came, it went right back down to the price I bought it at. Israel continues to threaten Rafah invasion. There's a reason why the Rafah gate has to open. So that's got to occur. What else happened last week? The weather around me has been blustery at best. And I think that's about it, really. Here we go. All right, so we're going to the usual news.google.com or www.google.com/news so we can pour over the news from right now. Israel-Hamas war, mounting pressure from war cabinet raises pressure on Netanyahu. One thing I know about Netanyahu, he doesn't really buckle the pressure, in case no one's really figured that out yet. He's not really... I think that everybody deep down in their spirit, I was thinking about this too today, I think everybody deep down in their spirit knows what they're here for, and they're just hoping that eventually they get to reach the pinnacle of their life, hoping that they don't have these feelings inside for some other reason. And I think ultimately, just like a plant gets to reach the point where it begins to fruit and flourish, I think all humans kind of do too, whether... whatever they want to be in life, they slowly work their way towards it. You know, some people for good, some people for bad. But inside, all I'm saying is that, like, from a young age, you're filled with this energy that you believe has potential, and ultimately you try to reach that potential. Does that make sense? Hopefully. So, Israel's wartime government phrase as frustration with Netanyahu grows. All right, so here's where they're going to rip apart the government so that they can welcome the Mashiach into Israel during the voting, like the rabbis already said it was going to happen. All right. Israel war cabinet member sends ultimatum and threatens to quit the government. I wonder who actually said that. Let's take a look. Benny Gantz says he will quit government if Prime Minister doesn't present plan for ending war and securing Gaza. Really, Benny Gantz. I think Benny Gantz is kind of ultra-Orthodox, is what I'm starting to think. All right, Gantz sets June 8th deadline for PM to make post-war plan or he'll bolt the coalition. All right, at least we got a date, June 8th. Hopefully the stock market goes through the roof by then, because I've been... increasing my position. All right. Trump addresses an embattled NRA as he campaigns against Biden's guns policy. Trump has always had the backing of the NRA, but I'm amazed at how many gun rights actually get taken away with how the NRA actually, how much power they have, I guess is what I'm saying. All right, but I would look to the NRA for most of Trump's funding, if you're going to look to anybody, and probably most of Trump's power base, really. All right, Trump demands Biden drug test, rips radical RFK. Okay, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I'm like, hey, if I was RFK and I knew that I was down in the polls, I would have picked somebody that was like up in the polls, you know? Instead of somebody just out of left field. Just saying, that would have been my campaign choice. But I don't mind RFK. He acts like he cares a lot, but he's in a big shadow kind of deal. And there's no way to get out of that shadow. So you can just kind of accept it. Accepting NRA endorsement, Trump pledges to be gun owners' ardent ally. That's the truth. Like, Trump's always been about the guns. And there's nothing wrong with guns, because it's not the guns killing people, it's the people killing people. All right. Giuliani has served Arizona indictment notice after his 80th birthday party. All right. So he's getting indicted in Arizona probably for that election stuff. Texas power outage map, over 3,600 without power from storms. Texas always has power outages. I don't know what it is about them. They definitely need to work on their infrastructure and their grid and stuff to make sure that thing is up and running properly, because they're always having trouble with their power. Them in California, one after the other. Now it's from storms. Last time it was from heat. Brownouts all over the place. They had to do rolling brownouts up and down the coast. The coming Social Security fight could be 1983 all over again. Social Security. Okay, here's the problem. I kind of explained this to somebody a little while ago, but I was saying basically, you know why I have to do something I feel like inside of me? Because if the kids were left up to the generation that's raising them, they would basically get cannibalized, for spiritually cannibalized, because there's no one leading them anywhere. Like, their parents are all fighting and trying to control their lives without going anywhere, really. And that's just how America has become. But my point of this discussion part is that Social Security, even a mathematician in third grade could figure out Social Security doesn't work. Like, you're like, okay, so I'm going to go to school for eight, till I'm 18, and then I'm going to go to school till I'm basically 24. Then I'm going to work from 24 to 65, okay, trying to pay off these bills of mine, okay, while my parents are retired, living the fat life, and I have to take care of them while I work these jobs and take care of my kids. How? That doesn't even work. Like, Social Security can never work, really. Like, you gotta work till you die, pretty much. Like, it sucks, I know, but you can always do something, you know? But to depend on the kids or the middle-aged class people to take care of everybody, basically set them up for failure, is all I'm saying. At the end of the day, that's all I'm saying. That it wasn't really fair to anybody. All right, Benjamin Netanyahu confronted with ultimatum and deadline. So Benny Gantz gave him the ultimatum. But Gantz and Benjamin Netanyahu always went after it. That was the first time when Gantz pulled out, and then he went back, and then he pulled out again. Seems like Gantz has a lot of power for whatever reason. Apple will pay Americans up to $349 from iPhone settlement. You have days left to claim, and no receipt is needed. Dang, I better get a settlement if Apple's handing out money. Need to buy some more AMC. Missoula, Montana Airport adds two new popular direct flights. Oh, cool. That is kind of cool. They've always had like Allegiant in Missoula, and they were always cheap flights. Now they got some new ones. Ooh. Today, Missoula to Santa Ana, California. At Oakland, California as well. So it looks like Santa Ana, California, and Oakland. All right. Places all Montana wants to visit. That's cool, though. At least they got some new flights there. This is a big deal. Congress suddenly hurled towards a crucial crypto vote that could blow up the price of Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. You know that guy that was down in front of Donald Trump and throwing all his flyers and then burned himself up? You know that he was throwing out flyers that said Bitcoin was fake, right? That was the whole point of those flyers, saying that it's the biggest Ponzi scheme ever perpetrated on human beings. So now they're saying that they're going to come up with a vote now in Congress that could potentially disrupt Bitcoin. After everyone invested all this money in it, now they're going to disrupt it. That's so funny, because now it's up to 60,000. They're like, oh, let's take it down to zero. And everyone just lost 60,000 bucks. You know, that's funny. GameStop shares take a big hit. Yeah, GameStop. Okay, so GameStop and AMC both ran last week. Like I said, I bought an options contract. It flew up from, I bought it at probably 350, and it flew up. I bought the options contract at 450, saying that I had the right to buy at 450 because I seen it going to go up. And it went clear up to 12 bucks, and I was making so much money off my options contract that was ridiculous, plus my shares. But then in 2 days, it went all the way back down and met right at my 450 options price, just below it, to where my options contract didn't even exercise. And you start to wonder, is this just a scheme on me? Has everyone else got different data that's just surrounded them and it's just like a game on me? Like, you start to wonder because how it goes all the way up and then just below my options price just boggles the mind. But anyways, GameStop decided that they were going to put out 45 million new shares. But the thing is, like, with what I've noticed happen in all these meme stocks and stuff is the people control the whole float, meaning they control all the shares in a certain stock. Okay, in one way or another, they know who owns them, they know how to manipulate them, they know how to borrow them, they know how to lend them. But when people add more shares to that pie, they don't control the whole pie anymore. And then they quickly need to buy up all those shares. So that just adds more money into the pool. And they still don't own enough shares to pay back all the people they borrowed them from after investing all this extra money into the place. It's funny. That's why Adam Aaron said, like, yeah, dilution's not good, but smart dilution is really good. I don't know if that's exact quote. Don't quote me. I'm not an Adam Aaron quotist, but that's pretty much what he said, and he's been doing it. And he was pretty much setting the precedence when he was diluting AMC left and right, and we had to take the big hit, but now GameStop did it all in one dilution. They just pretty much dropped off, I don't know, 1/8 their shares or whatever on the market. So the price might go down for a little bit, but I might go blasting through the roof here in a second. Like everyone's expecting with AMC and GameStop, because basically the stock market's been a Ponzi scheme since day one, and they just basically trick us into giving up our money, and then they take it from us. It's stupid, but it's that corrupt and that bad that they don't even have the shares. Doesn't even matter if they did. They wouldn't give them to us anyways. All right, Israel resists grand bargain as U.S. and Saudis work on security pact. Good, well, that's good. U.S. and Saudi Arabia are going to work out a security pact. Israel resists the bargaining because Israel's doing what it needs to do. Saudi Arabia's already done what it needed to do, and America's already been, I don't know, falling apart for a minute. Aid starts flowing into Gaza over U.S. pier. All right, so they started to build the pier now. All right, we're going to see some ships flowing into Gaza now. Sweet. Putin and Xi pledge new era and condemn the United States. All right, so Putin and Xi are teaming up. Yeah, they have a long history. But I can honestly tell that Xi doesn't believe in Israel so much. Like, the things that are going on behind the scenes, but I know Putin does. Putin's 100% gung-ho. He's like, oh, yep, Israel's going to do what they got to do. And I've never heard Putin say anything about Israel, like warning them. It's all about the United States. All right. So a loss at Mercedes-Benz slows UAWs at Southern campaign. I don't even know what that is. All right, meme coins, just better. GME and AMC drop raises questions. Yeah, I know. We're all wondering how they drop so fast after rising so fast. But that's just a precursor. Now they're almost below the price. And I'd be buying them right now even if I was a poor guy on the block. If I seen this happening and I knew I could make a few thousand bucks, then I'd be buying them left and right now. But people, I tried talking to people, and I'm like, yo, you need to buy this, but people don't really care. OpenAI is sweating 9 Google features announced for Gemini, Search, Android, and something else. So I think OpenAI actually has been around for a long time because I had a friend back in my hometown of Washington who had a girlfriend, and her parents were up in their little living room working on AI about 20 years ago, no joke, 25 years ago. And they weren't joking around. Like, they really were working on AI back then. And none of us around where I lived understood what they were talking about. But I'm really starting to think that they did. If my friend was still around, then I would ask him to ask his girlfriend if they ever became, like, super wealthy. But this is back when, like, I don't know, the Apple, the Mac 1 started coming out or whatever that was, the first Macs. So, yeah, so AI has probably been around for a long time or being developed in some way, shape, or form. So anyways, that is the show for today. You guys all have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoyed listening.
My avodah Hashem.